This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 100 people were killed and 150 injured in a fire at a wedding party in northern Iraq that left civil defense searching the charred skeleton of a building for survivors into the early hours of Wednesday. A government official told Reuters 113 people had been confirmed dead, with state media putting the death toll at least 100, with 150 people injured. The United States urged continued humanitarian access to Nagorno-Karabakh on Tuesday as officials announced additional humanitarian assistance to address health care and other emergency needs.
We know that there are injured civilians in Nagorno-Karabakh who need to be evacuated, and it is absolutely essential that evacuation be facilitated by the government of Azerbaijan.
On a visit to Armenia, Samantha Power, head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, said the U.S. would provide $11.5 million in humanitarian assistance. U.S. President Joe Biden urged striking workers to keep up the fight. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As United Auto workers picketed outside a suburban Detroit GM warehouse, the president joined them.
Let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now.
And they deserve the 40% raise the union is demanding. Wearing a UAW hat, the president walked the picket line, fist-bumping, smiling workers alongside union chief Sean Fain. Labor historians say they can't remember a sitting president joining an ongoing strike.